Hello and welcome to A Pint of Cthulhu Season 4 Ballistic Critters. Cap, give us a rundown of what happened on the last episode.
The team managed to find their way to the kitchen of this hotel that we were exploring after a successful spade. Once in the kitchen, they were instantly set upon by the boss of the hotel, I guess. A trapped wasp, which it turns out was the thing that had been leaving all of these squelchy eggs around. Not happy that we'd killed many of its children in the previous game, it was unwilling to listen to reason. And Gertrude's frequent rage attacks didn't really help that. So, a fight ensued. There was a lot of dancing around each other, to be honest. There's a fair bit of stalemating and missing going on, but we prevailed in the end, and the wasp now lays dead in the middle of the kitchen floor.
That it does. I would say that your characters would have gathered up a bit of supplies, gathered some food, gone back to the roaches, explained to what's happened, and as they had agreed, they have moved into the train to some extent and set up a small kind of, I wouldn't say it's a full-size kitchen, but it's going to be along the lines of, you know, like a snack bar or something like that. You know, places where in between each of the areas you'll be able to eat, regain all of your grit and all of your health.
Base upgrade. Nice.
Yeah. Well, this train is now your new burrow, basically. It has been for some time. It's just one you don't go back to very often.
Is it like a food court in like a mall? So there's like a taco critter bell there?
Is it upper class? I mean,
yeah, how many roaches have we got making food for us?
Well, that's a good point. I need to move on to the right map.
Or is it like a bar cab inside the...
No, you just have margin.
Classic Irish bar has been set up in the train.
Oh, yeah, Marge, it's specifically the character I voice. Oh, appreciate it.
I think it has to be like a Fallout 4 sort of like anvil.
Cartman! Well done.
Cartman. Cartman, you named a trademark.
That is.
I've been trying to avoid it, Cartman.
5 health or pass it on to someone else.
It's on the train, you can just eat and get it back, right?
I was going to say,
no, because it only works in between. So take 5 or give something else. That was it. We were doubling it, weren't we? So it's 5 for you or a d10, 50-50 chance on someone else.
Yeah, that's way too much now. So I just have to take that one.
This is becoming increasingly lethal because our health doesn't fucking go up by the same.
Well, it only goes up by 1 point per area, and it started off as 1, so you're in area 4 now. It's up to 5. But the double does double.
Yeah.
Also,
whoever passes on a D5 for a D10, that is pretty. That's quite low.
It's only 50-50 though. It's only 50-50. So if it's like a you know, roll a D100 under 50, roll over 50 kind of thing.
Flip a coin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, flip a coin if you've got one. Right. Also, because it's a new area, Manny, what did you level up as?
I'm leveled up. I increased my health by 4. No, on 23 max. And my level 4 thing is absurd body proportions. Burn grit to expand. Retract, flatten, or inflate your critter's body to absurd degrees. Kind of fits in for him, I suppose.
Oh dear, I can see that going dirty. Token.
Yes.
What did you do?
I picked another animal talent from within my tree, which I am feathering. Let just be said for viewers at home, when I built my character, I did it using the Quit Start Guide, and I actually have the full rulebook now, which includes a animal talent called Tripedal, which... you would make, which would make more sense as a toucan. Mm-hmm. Which tripedal would basically means I get to go back to feathery. I get to use my beak as a third limb, so if I roll scurry checks using my beak, I get advantage. But it does not apply to dodge checks, so I can't use my beak and get advantage to try and dodge an attack. So, but it would kind of make sense considering I am all beak as a toucan. So it makes complete sense to have it. So I just went ahead and added it there. But yeah, when I created my character, I didn't have this before because I didn't exactly, wasn't in the quick start guide. So, but it is in now in the main one. So that's what I added.
Yeah, things changed in between quick start and full release. So
absolutely.
Yeah, a little bit of tweaking of things was necessary. Kalaris, Jay, what was your upgrade? Tell us about your level up.
Well, I put 2 in health, 2 in grit, so I'm now at 29 health, 22 grit, and I also chose an inflation-based power like Manny did. Slightly different, though. Mine, it blows up my weapon to make it do D4 plus 1 times damage. So if I get a 3 on that D4, I'm going to do 4 times the amount of damage I usually would. For currently 4 rounds.
I was tempted by that one as well.
Your keys are already too fucking deadly. We don't need that.
That could have gone. Yeah, that's a point. That could have gone deadly wrong.
Yeah, Cartman, boss HP, Gertrude, not anymore.
Tell us about your level up.
Okay, so yeah, I went for the bomb. Explosive inclination. Blowing things up is always a better solution. I can burn X grit and I can summon a bomb. I deal D20 plus X damage.
I could
also use it in sneaky situations too, but I'm not going to read the whole level words.
No, that's fair enough. Last but not least, Jacob, Cap, go for it. What's your level up?
Yeah, so I put a point into health and the remaining 3 into grit. So Jacob's sitting with a total health of 22, grit of 27, and he took the fourth wall break. So I can burn 2 X grit to ask the producer, yourself, a behind the scenes question. Jacob can start talking to Matt now. I'm charged by the word, so it's 2 grit per word of the question. So, say for example, if I was to say, how kill beast, as the question, it doesn't have to be grammatically correct. You know what I'm talking about, but you have to be honest with your response. And that would cost me 6 grit because it's 3 words.
Yeah, essentially now you're a paladin that talks to God.
Yep, Jacob is a godly creature.
God help the rest of you.
I forgot to say, I put all my points into grit, so now 24 grit, 25 health.
Cool. Right,
you rest
as
up
you...
grit. Can you can gain some grit?
Yes.
Yeah,
I
you
need
could
more
put
grit
into it. Anyway.
I mean, we've healed some grit orcs or something.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
You're all at full. You're all at full.
We're all back on the train, we're all well fed, we're all rested.
Except
yes,
Gertrude.
Except Gertrude.
Mocked by God.
I fell off.
Yeah. So as you've gotten back into the train, you've all eaten, sets off. Marge and Janet are in the back, just kind of arguing about who knows what. You get some decent sleep, get some decent food. Now this is a point I need to bring up. We have 2 beaver hides on the train. From
I swear to God, Marge, the fucking beaver hides tannin is disgusting. Have you smelt it?
Smells no worse than you, bitch.
Oh, fuck you. Your pussy smells worse than that. I didn't think you would go that low.
Why are you always gonna bring that up? That's very rude of you.
Ah, whatever. Whatever, you whore.
Good lord.
Takes one to know one.
Why do we have to take these 2 out with us?
The other chef died, where we didn't have much of a choice.
Oh,
sounds like these pricks are ungrateful.
It's whatever. I think the one with the Scottish voice, that's pretty hot, let me tell you.
I agree with you on that one.
Actually, yeah, it's pretty good. Yes, I'll give you that.
Jacob blushes and slicks back his ear.
Jacob, you're bald.
Can't fault their excellent taste.
Marge will shout over it. You don't want to sleep with this one, honey. She got diseases.
Why the hell would... What is having to sleep with me have to do with anything? My God, get your brain out of the bedroom.
Hey, I got a few blisters of my own health. Don't worry about it.
Really, okay, that was pretty rude, Marge. I'll have to give him that. That was pretty sick burn, actually. It's pretty sick.
Oh, man.
Anyway, those beaver hides would have now become tanned.
Hey, Matt, did the beavers have blisters on them?
Everything has blisters on them. So, I'm going to need noggin checks here.
Thank you for changing the subject.
Toucan and Flower, Toucan and Cap, to determine the overall success on turning these beaver hides into potentially something that could add some DR.
Now, I will give this. Actually, you did have me roll noggin checks on how to tan them, and I successfully tanned them. So would I get advantage on rolling, on making these things useful? Because they are successfully tanned.
Go on then.
And I successfully tanned Caps, if you remember.
You did. You tanned Caps hard.
So can I leave this to Toucan to do for us?
That would be a very bad idea.
Yes, you can if you want.
Well, you've got a higher noggin than me, and you're getting both of them with advantage, so... I've not got anything I can do here that would give me advantage on this noggin check.
What is your noggin roll?
D6.
I have a D10, so D10. Plus one, actually, two as well.
5 is the minimum. Anything above is a bonus.
Would you, Cap, like me to roll for both?
I will trust my friendly Toucan to... with my beaver skin here.
Right, so roll 2d10 at a time. Start with 1 to start off with. So, 2 sets.
You trust me, okay. Your beaver.
Alright, I'm trusting this.
This is mine.
My beaver.
I'm rolling. That was 2d20. Wrong one. Sorry. Wrong one.
Unlimited power.
That is a 9 for mine.
That's a 9.
Plus 1, so 10. So 10 for mine.
What's your current DR?
3. I wanted a sweater, if you remember. Can I make a leather coat?
Don't forget, Manny gave you his.
When? When is Ben? Wait, hold on.
Shit faced.
Oh, fair enough.
Yeah,
Toucan
was meth acting that night.
Fair.
But you can make a, like a. What do we call it? Like a Wild West coat, if you want.
Big old fur
jacket. So just a leather coat, like I said?
Yeah. Let's say that's I want to say a 4 DR. Fuck it. It's too good size.
You're giving me 4 DR?
Yes.
So I would have 7 DR. How much SP is this?
That's going to be...
Well, the beaver skin itself was 3.
Yeah, so I'd say it's a 3 as well. It's still going to stay a 3.
Okay, I will do that. I can do that. 40. Okay, that's mine. So I will do Caps. Cross your fingers, Cap. That is a 8 for Caps.
8, not bad.
I'd say it's a 3 and 3 then.
3 DR, 3 SP?
Yeah.
This one's got space for nipples.
All right, acceptable. That's acceptable.
Oh, there you go.
So, as far as style goes, I think we're going to go for a sort of leather waistcoat shirt combo. Maybe a tie.
You're going for the leather ass of chaps?
No. we're going smart here. Come on, man. We're trying to bring up the tone.
Oh,
absolutely. So it's going to be just a leather belt. No other clothing. Just the belt.
Holsters.
Does that
you wish there was as much coverage as assless chaps. Just the belt.
Oh, wait, actually, if I go for, like, combat trousers with big pockets in them, would you give me additional...
SP. How much SP have you already got off?
Well, my SP is quite low, but I do have a good a Goodbye Kitty backpack. It's giving me a little bit more SP.
No, I think the DL is probably going to be enough on this one with the backpack as well.
Ah, fine. We're going for a wee waistcoat then.
Yeah. Purely because if I give it too much, it would make it a bit overpowered.
Right, so beaver leather armor. 3 SP, 3 DR. Excellent.
Exactly. So, as you're trundling along, you notice that the area around you is... It's getting to look like slightly more of a knockoff Western kind of thing. You know, you can quite clearly tell a lot's made of plastic, and it's made to look bigger than it is. It's that fake kind of forced perspective, and it's starting to go like more Wild Westy. You see like cactus growing everywhere.
Good thing I didn't go for the waistcoat then. How did you happen?
You should have gone for the assless chaps.
Yeah.
No.
It's the perfect place.
The immediate.
Put your keys.
No. I told you, we're trying to raise the tone here. Come on,
Flavor. You're raising something, right?
Why you don't raise the tone? And all of a sudden, the train jerks to a stop.
This looks like it came straight out of Blue Alive Revenge, the very famous Western video game.
Very nice.
I'm not getting that reference.
Red Alive.
Yeah, right. Yes.
Blue Alive. You get it? Blue Alive Revenge. There you go.
Yeah. So yeah, the train suddenly jerks to a stop. Everyone goes flying forward. And the power goes out.
Wait, the power goes out?
Yeah.
That's not...
Damn it, Marge, the power went out again. Did you forget to pay the fucking electric bill?
In a goddamn train, don't have no fucking electric bill.
It happens at every stop, it's not new.
You're not actually at a stop. No, the power never goes out anymore.
That Scottish money's getting it more attractive by the day.
Oh, wait a minute, we're not even at a stop? What are you talking about?
Yeah. Exactly, we were just in
the train stop?
I don't know, I'm not the conductor, I just make the food.
Who even drives this thing?
Given the area we're in, slightly worried about
it. Might be the postman.
Oh, I thought the octopus.
Oh god, no.
Yeah, we had the donkey. The donkey.
I think this train's...
That donkey fucked off a long time
ago. This train's automatic from what I remember. It just goes from stop to stop.
Given this is a very yee-haw sort of place, I'm a little worried we're about to get robbed.
And with that, yes, you will hear one of the windows smashing.
Son of a bitch!
And the entire cabin starts to fill with smoke. The smoke goes off. What are you doing?
Manny, can you fart Manny! The smoke back out the window?
Sorry, but this one... Hold on. No, the plug's still there. It's not me.
Manny, can you fart the smoke back out the window?
Inhale it on, just push it back out.
Oh god. Oh no. Matt, do you remember last night we watched a certain comedy show and the guy could suck air into his ass?
Oh yes.
I know the one you're talking about.
The certain horse's ass, shall we say.
Yeah.
What you don't know, Mr. Jacob, is that we as toucans actually smell really good because of our... And before I even finish a sentence, he just passes out from the smoke.
Can we see or sense anything in the smoke? Has anything come into our cabin yet?
I
hope it's not flammable.
Why am I not getting the answer from Manny about whether or not he can fart it away?
I can try.
Yeah, try to fart it away. Come on, man.
Oh, no.
So how are you going to try and fart the gas away?
I don't know.
I mean, it should be... He's expelling air like a fan would, perhaps.
I do have my new nonsense built. It.
Well, tell me then. Read it out. Come on.
It's not. I don't think it's built for this. Where the fuck is it? There it is.
You know what? If you word it correct, anything's built for it. Anything.
Okay. Burn grit to expand, retract, flatten, or inflate your critter's body. To
there you go.
Inhale so... it all. Somehow, and he just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
He's sucking in the smoke.
Expand your butthole.
Expand it. Long in the bumhole.
Zoom in. Enhance. Enhance.
This is going to be a big hit with inflation fetishist.
Oh, no.
I don't think I make him any bigger.
Big hit with inflation. You see, it would be a normal sized butthole before inflation. See, with inflation, it's now a bigger butthole than normal.
There's an advert, though.
Right, everyone. Butthole. I need you to roll me an instinct, and I need you to get a 5 minimum.
Well, that's quite
considering. Difficult. I hate to do this, and normally, but considering I'm passed out, do I get a disadvantage?
Oh, wait, why are you passed out?
Because I said, well, I did because I made the joke that he passed out from the smoke because he could smell really good. I should just keep my fucking mouth shut.
You won't get a roll then.
Yeah, why did you do that to
me? I just wanted to be good, you know, be a good player.
He's playing really well.
I wanted to be a good player. All right.
Good boy. Take D10 damage.
Right. Come on, the rest of you. I need these.
I have. All
right. I'll roll 2.
That's all right.
No, not you two. Sorry. No,
I get a 3.
Oh, well, you got a 3. That's right.
I got a 3. I got a 3.
Yeah, I got a 6 for instinct.
Right. Toucan, Cartman, pick one item on your list that you have, and essentially you don't have that anymore.
Oh, why'd you do that? Okay, alright. Can I pick Roachingo? They stole my Roachingo.
Yeah, go on then.
What about one of my anti-poison pills?
No.
Oh, what?
We already had that.
What?
Yeah, that was the Roachingo. That's what took him last.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay, you can have one more.
What do you have, Cartman, that...
I have a quarter.
You have a quarter? Okay, so that's now gone. The smoke's still in the cabin, and things are starting to go missing.
Oh,
and I will say you wake up as you feel someone's hand leave your pocket. Or
he
diddled my cloaca. Whoever who touched my cloaca?
Manny, something's touching his cloaca. Hurry up and inflate.
What the hell is going on? Who thinks just because there's no visibility with all this smoke that they could touch my cloaca? I mean, have you? It felt really good. Whoever did had some pretty nimble fingers. But no, you can't touch my cloaca!
Can I attend?
That's gonna be the name of the episode.
You could just literally leave the train.
Oh, right, yeah, sure, let's leave the train.
Let's leave the train, come on.
But you just missed out my special move. I was gonna roll up into a ball, because I'm a porcupine.
And fire it at my bum.
Oh no.
So you're leaving the train then, yes?
Yeah.
Cool, right.
I guess we're going to have to.
Outside, you will see a whole bunch of rats. And they have basically lined the entirety of your cabin.
The environments.
Him! I point to this one right here. He looks like he has the nimble fingers to touch my stomach. I can tell by his fingers.
Let's talk to these guys first and see what they want.
And with the... One of them will shout over, "Ain't nothing, ain't nothing personal, but we'll be taking all your goodies."
I don't
know. Ain't nothing personal, but we'll be feasting on your corpses.
How about, how about, instead of you robbing us, we'll, find you some cheese.
I heard rubbing there.
Yeah, so did I. I'm not appreciative of that one. No. You be giving us all your goodies and you be getting back out to wherever you came from.
Yeah, that's a problem.
I think I've got some more goodies in my cloaca if you want to search some more.
In your prison
maybe.
Pocket.
Maybe?
I do. No.
You say no, but you were pretty avid about touching my cloaca a minute ago. So.
But, did you just hear him? Fuck, what weird, who touched his asshole?
It's not my asshole, it's a cloaca. Yes.
It's a two-in-one.
It's technically the same thing. It's technically the same thing as an asshole, but technically not at the same time.
I mean, they're rats. They're not the most intelligent things in the world.
I could use another strip search. Is what I'm saying. If you need to search me again for some valuables,
are you willing to go over to the rats?
No, I'm just like showing my cloaca straight towards them. Just like turned around.
They'll start slowly approaching me. Like,
stop exposing yourself to the rats.
Can I just grab two and just pull him back and make him stand up straight?
If you want to.
Yes, I think your shit's gonna be if he has a fall.
Shut up, I haven't had some action in a long time. Shut up!
You're not the only one, but good God.
Are you gonna hand over your goods or are we gonna have to shoot you for it?
I've displayed my goods for all to see.
Alright, Jacob's gonna, step out, pause up, but, you know, not looking very scared or anything like that. He's like, alright. Everyone just stay right where you are. Nobody's reaching for anything. Nobody's twitching. Let's just take a breath before this turns into anything more serious.
Oh, it don't have to be no serious, boy. You just have to give us your stuff.
I get it. Times are tough and all that, and you think this train here is full of goods, but let me tell you something. This train's new to us as well. We don't have anything on here.
Uh-huh.
Shit, we got a couple of roaches in there that are trying to cook up with no ingredients.
You look like you got some stuff on you here now. Why don't you go ahead and, empty our pockets? We ain't gonna give you much longer.
We're not gonna empty our pockets here. You can trust me. Look, this is gonna be a vibe check as well. You can try us. You really can. But I stomped worse than this in Lapis Land with less warning. So, you make your choice, boys. Make it fast.
Yeah, vibe it then.
Right. Conversational vibe. D10, I'm gonna add some grit to this as well.
Check what you roll first.
Yeah. So I rolled a 5.
The best.
And I'm happy to add like 4 grit to that as well.
Well, I mean, they're not the brightest of things, they only kind of got 2, but it's like, we still want all your stuff.
Ah, you mean that vibe check?
Yeah, okay, I mean, they're thieves.
Yeah, I'm threatening.
Yeah, but can't you talk them down?
I'm posturing here. Like, and, so
you've got a couple of them that are looking like they're a bit confused, but you know, they're not like anyone's kind of stood up to them before.
Gertrude and Jacob, if you have no feather things to do, I think we should go just smash the shit out of them.
Yeah, I mean, however, vibe's not going to work. I'm happy just to fight.
Well, you have confused them, but before anything can really happen. That's a familiar voice.
That's a familiar face.
Oh, hello there, boys. Got you your mail here. Cap, give me an ad read.
Oh my god, right. So, what's the area we're in? We're in sort of western area. Do you know what kind of enemies we're going to be facing?
I do, yeah.
Presumably rats. Oh,
right. I might actually. Because I didn't use my grit for that vibe check there. I might just try using my new power. Jacob is going to stop everything happening here. And he's going to turn to God himself. And he's going to ask, how do I word this in the least?
How much grit are you spending first and how many words?
Well, it's 2 grit per word.
Yep. So how many? I want to know how many beforehand.
Oh, you want to know how many beforehand?
Yeah. Make it more tricky for you.
Right. Ah, oh, shit. This is actually harder than I thought it'd be. I guess I'd have to go for 10 grit.
That's 5 words.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
5 words.
Before this ad read comes out, Jacob looks to the gods and says, "What enemies in Westernland?"
What? enemies in Western Land. Do you know what? I kind of want to go by the same rules on this. So you have 5 words. I kind of want to answer in 5 words.
Actually, I do think that is the rules. Hold on. Let me just check that.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, so it says here, a critter asks how kill beast, so, for example, 3 words with 6 grit, the producer should say if the beast in question has any secret weaknesses, like hawk hate fire, kind of thing.
Ah, yeah. In which case, rats for sure, others too.
Oh, okay.
Fly monkey's paw.
How about poison cheese?
Something like that would be pretty good. Yeah, so some sort of like
poo-covered mini nuke.
Repellent. Okay.
Hey, I've got the poo-covered mini nuke now.
Is there a name to this place?
Yeah, it's the Fun Ocean and Wild West area.
Out here in the wild stretches of the Fun Ocean Land Wild West area, you'll learn real quick what to fear: dry gulches, tumbleweed, I guess, and rats. But fear no more, partner. Introducing the one thing that rats can't stand: super scented cheese sticks. And these cheese sticks have a smell so strong, it'll send even the grimiest whisker-laden vermin. It'll send them packing faster than a arse-slapped stallion. Alright,
so it's stinky cheese.
Yeah, basically, it's just cheese that rats hate.
Right.
So it's a rat repellent.
So it's a rat repellent. Yeah. Alright. I'm going to say it's a one-time use. But it is only going to be a 1 SP.
Okay.
Maybe, Marge and Janet in the back can throw you out some of that old cheese or something they found.
Wonder where they got that from.
You don't want to know. And we're down to go, well, I'll be seeing you around here.
All right, scented cheese stick. That was not my best ad read, but
it'll do.
It'll do. It'll do for now.
So, before you guys start getting into a fight, you'll hear another voice.
Sheriff's office, don't you move! Keep your hands where I can see them and slowly turn around.
That was an impressive voice there, Matt.
Yeah, real skill.
It's almost as if you were a different person. It's incredible.
Like, you sound like American. Sure,
that is the voice of Kevin Stiles, our secondary editor.
Hello.
And you'll hear the rats, they start talking about themselves. Like, ah, shit. Goddamn wolf bat. What are we going to do?
There you go. Help us out here, lawman. These rats are trying to rob us.
Deputies, assemble! And you'll see just a bunch of sheep just kind of materialize out of the brush and line up behind the sheriff. Sorry.
Oh, so Toucan quickly turns back around, not exposing his. Not quickly turns around and not exposes Kaleika. Death is going on here, officers.
He's an exposure. You get him, lads.
Roll me your scurry checks. Let's get
like
this
what you see.
Combat underway.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, this is a lot of people in this combat here.
Yep. Although I might not have the sheep in it for this one, just because it's that would be a long way going. Right, Carmen, you've got a 3.
I rolled an 8.
2. I got 2.
Right, Jay, you have
6.
Okay, 6.
Yep.
Jay?
Yeah, that's a 6. That's a 6.
Okay. Yep.
Sorry, my mic is being a cunt currently.
Stiles has a 4.
That's a 2 for me.
A 2 for you. If I can get the damn thing to load in. Manny, what you got?
2.
2. And last bit. No, I think I've got everyone. Cool. Right, let me just put that into the right position. Looks like we got ourselves a Wild West shootout. Jacob, you're first. What are you going to do?
A proper fucking shootout. Excellent. Jacob's just going to use this distraction to his advantage. Kick off with his powerful hind legs and boot one of the little rats in the face. Would I get an advantage if I go for one of the ones that were distracted by my earlier pleas?
No, they're kind of on it now because of the wolf showing up.
Right, damn wolf. Fucking hell. Right, okay. I'm guessing these guys are quite a high scurry because they're mice, but we'll give it a go anyway. We'll fire in with a d6. That's a 4 I rolled.
That's a 4. Give me just a second. I forgot to put the health bars on. Cool, right. You're hitting one of the rats. They have a d10 scurry.
Yeah, I figured this
was scurry.
That is a 3, but your swift as wind, you gain plus 2 bonus. So that is technically a 5.
Alright, that's not good. Okay.
They're fast little fuckers.
Yeah, so Jacob tries to take the initiative and fire in for an attack before any of the rats can react, but unfortunately the leader of the pack is a little bit more observant than I thought he was, and he gets out of the way of my kick.
Kalaris, what are you going to do?
I have a question. We're kind of standing line to line with these rats. If I move here and use my new critter power, which is to inflate the bone to be much bigger than it is currently, can I, like...
No, I don't. You
know. No, you can't let me line them up. Okay.
No, I'm not.
Hey, it says it's like triple the size it was before.
Yeah, but
Manny can do that because he's got the flamethrower.
No, I don't want it to be a 50-50 chance of my attacks hitting.
No.
Thank
no,
you.
It's one critter, one thing.
Ah, you bastard! Right, I'm just gonna hit him.
Oh, Clavish got a big bone now.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not spinning the grit. It's not gonna do that at the moment. I'll wait for more dire time. So Galaris is just going to run up to one of the rats that has a gun or something approaching a gun and just bonk him over the head.
Cool. Give me a monkey
bonk. Oh, that's a 2.
That's a 2. That's a 5. Yep, another rat just dodges out your way. Styles. Unleash the wolf.
I hope that wolf's got a pretty high fucking bonk here, because otherwise we're going to be...
Question, am I controlling the sheep as well, or just the wolf?
Just the wolf. The sheep are kind of just... Yeah, they're sheep. They're not exactly the most intelligent thing at the moment.
Right, okay. So the first thing I'm going to do is yell out to the sheep, Deputy number 1 and 2, you flank to the north. Deputy 4... 5... You flank to the... And he falls asleep as he counted his sheep deputies' names out.
They're kind of looking at each other and he's like,
And then he immediately wakes up like, never mind, just do something. And then I'm going to shoot what appears to be the leader of the rat pack with my rubber band gun.
Awesome. Go for it.
10...
Oh, that is a nat 1.
What a great guy.
Unfortunately, you, because you're new to this, I'll say you essentially just expend a round of rubber band. It pings off. It doesn't quite hit anyone, but you've wasted one of your ammo for that.
Okay.
Gertrude, what are you going to do?
Yeah. So I'm going to use my brand new skill.
Everybody's using their new skill straight away.
Oh yeah. Well, why not at this point? So I'm going to be using explosive inclination. I can summon a bomb. I have to burn X grit to summon a bomb that deals D20 plus X damage. So, yeah, Matt.
Right. So you're summoning a bomb that does D20 damage. Yeah.
Yes.
How much grit is that to spend to start with again?
It's X. So I think you've got a name.
Yeah, so when they say that the X grit is, that's the X that is the plus damage. So
yeah,
if you summon a bomb, it'll do D20 damage.
Cost something.
Plus
surely.
Whatever grit you put into it.
Okay, so I could say.
Three.
So I could say that this one I burn like what, 2 grit or 4 grit on this.
Yeah, so you're going to get a guaranteed 4 damage from it, and then the, whatever the D20 rolls.
Okay, no, I'll do that. I mean, I burn 3 grit on this. So
right, let me just have a look at this because I cannot believe that this is just simply you have a bomb now.
Yeah.
Only last for rounds.
It should only last the one.
Burn X grit to summon a bomb that deals D20 plus X damage.
That is really fucking OP if that's what the case is. You can't use that multiple times, can you?
I am kind of limited. Okay.
I mean, it requires grit, so you won't be able to do it if you're under out, but I think
yeah.
I think you can do it anytime. It's basically just roll D20.
Oh yeah, burn X grit, yeah, sure.
Yeah, so you can do it.
The best bit is at the bottom, if thrown, it explodes on impact. No scrap slash attack checks required. No scurry slash dodge checks allowed.
Yes,
everybody
guaranteed
gets blown
hit.
Up.
Guaranteed hit. How much grit are you spending then?
I'm going for the full 3.
So you're spending 3 grit. Okay, so you have a 23 bomb here. Who are you throwing it at?
The leader guy bang in the middle. Because I should be getting AoE, right?
Yep.
It's a bomb. I should get AoE.
Yeah, but yeah, nothing says about AoE in this.
It says everybody gets blown up, which implies multiple targets.
everybody gets blown up.
In nearby range.
Anyone in the nearby range? So what does it mean by nearby range?
Let's assume it's
one square. They're standing next to each other.
Yeah. So if you threw it, like, here.
That's exactly what I want to defend
you,
Jay.
You want to get the... All right, you get these 3, then. So that's 23. Jesus. Okay, so you basically... Well, you tell me.
No,
okay.
It's a D20
plus
3.
It's not 23, it's a 3 plus a D20.
Yeah. Right, okay. Cool, there we go.
No wonder you thought it was too strong.
Okay. I just rolled the D20, so that's
14.
11, 14. Okay, so yeah, Gertrude is going to just, well...
pull a bomb at your
mini
ass.
Nuke time.
Oh no! It is a poo-covered mini nuke. Token, you should have taken this.
And just, yeah, he's gonna throw it and it lands bang in the middle of the leader and a couple of his bodyguards.
You don't necessarily know if this is the leader, it's just the one that's talking.
Yeah. Cool. My question is, does it kill them all?
No.
Oh.
No, they're hurt, but they're not dead.
Ooh.
Token,
what
are you gonna do?
14 health then. That's
good to know. What am I gonna do?
They're quite junky.
I'm going to fly over and attack this one right here with my quarter mace.
Go for it.
Is it going to be cloaca?
That is
I'm trying to suggest them.
It's a 4.
It's the hangover.
Oh, trying to seduce the rats. Lovely. That's an 8.
God damn it. All right, well, I'm not going to burn grit then. I guess I'll be like, ah! I'll swing it and just clearly miss. Because I'm still trying to brandish my cloaca.
As I'm trying to swing the mace. That's a very pretty Macy goddamn. Might have that.
What about this? And I brandish my cloaca again. Is this pretty too? Huh?
Use your eyes.
Manny Manil, what are you going to do?
What a look. Banishing it. Whipping out his flame flower. And trying to... I'll be able to get these two, probably.
Yeah, 2 of them. But you need to roll the D2. Oh, yeah. If it's a 1, it hits. If it's a 2, it doesn't.
Ooh.
It doesn't.
Bugger.
Well, that wasn't a particularly good start.
No. Nope. Well, it's now the rats' turns. I'm going to say half of them are going to start probably... Yeah, you know what? 1, 2, 3, and 4, they're going to turn around and try and hit the wolf. 1, 2, 3, and 4... So one roll on that one, that doesn't hit for anything, and if anything, it'll probably do itself some damage. So I'm going to say it does itself 4 damage here. Right, Styles, I need you to roll a scurry roll 3 times.
And I get a +2 to my scurry checks, so...
Yep.
There's a 10, 4, and a 7.
Yeah, everything, every single one of these misses them. So essentially, you're kind of slow motion, just dodging back, coats going wild. You know, maybe one just zooms straight past your ear, maybe takes like a tiny little bit of hair off.
And that is one handsome damage.
Right, that still leaves four more, and they are going to spend. Right, burn 8 grit, steal an object nearby to you, make a scurry slash steal check, adding your level as the result. If you succeed, you steal something. So, one, two,
get him, mate.
Three, and four. Right, they are all going to spend the necessary grit, the 8 grit. They're going to roll their scurry, and then plus up to 4. Yep. D10, so that is a 8 total. I need you both, Kalaris and Tukan, to beat an 8 in scurry, otherwise they'll steal something.
I have a plus 2, so that's a 9.
Cool.
Kalaris neatly nips out of the way, slaps their little rat fingers out of his pockets.
Did I only roll that once? I did only roll that once. Cool, roll it again. That is a 12.
Because
there's 2 and 2.
Yeah, I'm not broke, so I lose one thing then, I guess.
Yep, so don't delete it, just mark it as you haven't got it anymore.
Okay.
What are you marking?
Well, I don't have much, is the thing.
What do you have?
I have the chews, 2 of the chews from the last thing that cure poison.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have my weapon, and then I have a crisp packet that is a backpack for me.
Which isn't doing anything yet, is it?
It is, because I have fuck all SP without it.
They'll steal the chews off of you then.
Yep. Thank you, both of them.
Yeah. So, Tukan, you need to beat... Oh, that's 10. You need to beat 2 tens.
Oh, well, you might as well just go ahead and hit me, because my scurry is an 8. Is it D8?
Oh, no, they're stealing something. You need to beat a 10 on a scurry because they're stealing something.
Okay, so can I use my... Well, I mean...
Yes, you can use grit.
Okay, so can I use my my beak to get away? Am I dodging the steal?
Do you know what? I'll say you're allowed to use your beak in this, sure.
All right, as soon as I try to do that, since I'm literally facing away from them, because I'm brandishing my cloaca... I then, like an ostrich, like I peck the ground and use that like a pole vault to pole vault away from them. And I do that. Oh my gosh. Ooh. That is a 4. And I'd have to spend 6. I'd have to spend like, what, 7 grit? I'd have to beat it, wouldn't I?
Yeah, 7 grit for one of them, but you're going to lose something.
Oh, I have 2 of them attacking me?
Yep, 2 rats.
How much would I have to beat 2 of them?
Well, they're both 10s, so you need to make it up to 20.
Oh my god.
Yeah, they're thieves.
What?
They're stealing.
I only have 2 things, Matt. You're saying I'm going to lose everything? Matt. Matt. I literally have a coat and a mace. That's all I've got.
You have a backpack.
Yeah, which holds the mace. It doesn't have anything in there.
The mace would fall out.
So they could steal my mace and my coat or my backpack mace and coat. Like, there is no...
Unless you spend 7 grit and they will only take 1.
What the fuck, Matt?
I would like to put the disclaimer that I had nothing to do with stabbing these motherfuckers.
What the fuck, Matt?
The thieves.
What the fuck, Matt? I'd have to spend... Good lord, I'd have... God, fuck. I'd have to spend... 17 grit just to not lose the one thing that I've got.
Keep the mace and try to kill them and get your stuff back.
Not gonna be gone for 7 grit. Each one of those is a different thing.
So I know. You told me that
they're both tens.
Yeah, but you said to not lose anything, I'd have to spend. I'd have to beat a 20.
Yeah, but you can lose one thing if you wanted.
Oh my god.
If you ever get it back, though, at the end of this fight, you slaughter them.
Assuming they don't run.
I'm in complete defiance of this. If I ever DM a season, I'm going to kill Matt's character first fucking encounter. Fine, I'll spend 7 grit. 7 grit. Right.
So what are they stealing off of you?
They're going to steal my leather coat, you piece of shit.
Leather coat that you just picked up.
The token. So you yeah. are brandishing your cloak at them.
Exactly. Cap, your turn to attack.
I mean, I guess I'm just going to try and defend my little tookany friend here and see if I can kick away one of his would-be thieves. What's there something else I can do here? No. Looks like we're just going straight in for the attack. So I'll roll
for it.
6. I roll a 4.
You roll a 4. They roll a...
Not 10. These are some fast-moving mice.
They're not as fast as the maggots. Kalaris, what are you going to do?
Kalaris is going to once again do the classic of big bone thing. Although, actually, I'm going to double swipe this just so that I have the ability to get 2 chances to hit these little shits.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, burn 4 grit to make 2 attacks instead of 1. So I'm going to burn the 4 grit, and then I'm going to try to hit these bastards. That's a 3 and an 8.
Right. And they have a...
2 and a 7!
So,
yes!
Yeah, you hit both of them. Not going to spend
fuckers.
Any grit.
Right, so first...
Are you hitting individual or are you hitting one? Two?
I'm hitting the same one to try and kill one of these guys.
Same
get
one,
this asshole.
Just total up the damage and let me know what it is.
Oh, that's 4 threes in a row. What the fuck? So that is...
12.
Yeah, 12 damage. That's really weird.
12 damage.
Oh, no, it's not. It's 14 because of the +1 poison on each.
Ah, yes. +1 poison.
Yeah, 14. And he's slowly be dying of poison.
Okay, so how long does that poison last for? Did that have a D on it?
Nope, it just goes.
Poison doesn't last forever.
You never put a limit on how long it lasts.
No, but we'll have to do that after this one.
Okay.
Cool. Styles, shoot one of these motherfuckers.
Well, which one stole... Tukin's jacket. Do I see that one?
It's one of the two that are around Tukin at the moment.
Alright. What I'd like to do is move the wolf next to the one below Tukin, who has his jacket. And I would like to do my double scratch ability to hit him twice with my nightstick.
That's a nat 1 a 10. Okay. Kenny.
Yeah,
I'm only going to roll the 1 10 because the first one's obviously a miss. Ooh, attacker has advantage on this, so you do technically hit, yes.
Okay.
So your damage is your scrap plus the bonk.
So just roll another scrap.
Yep, roll a scrap plus the bonk.
That's a good scrap.
And the bonk is this.
Wow.
There we
go. So you flatten this rat into a pancake. There was a rat there.
Cool.
Getting a bloody callback, mate.
Holy shit.
And then I'd like to, I'd like to grab the coat and throw it back to Tukin and say.
Oh, yes, yeah, so I'd say he can have his coat back.
Okay.
Thank you, sexy wolf man!
You're welcome, my fine feathered friend.
Gertrude, what are you going to do?
Yeah, Gertrude got lucky, because it's hanging around the back. But I'm going to go in for a slash with my stunning razor blade.
Go for it.
Just the closest guy. So D10.
Out on this.
Yeah. 5.
6.
I'll take the miss.
Spend grit if you want.
No.
Okay.
I'm...
Tukin, have you stopped brandishing your butthole towards these rats?
Absolutely not. I am butthole, like, centered. Cloaca centered for sure. I am going to then... So I have my coat back, but they still have my roaching go, which I don't like. but
they have a fair bit of ocean go.
Yeah, they have a fair bit of it. I'm going to literally. They have like such a plus to their scurry, but I'm. This one right here, I want to try and. Can I use my beak? I know I can't use it for a dodge, but it doesn't say I can't use it to try and grapple somebody.
Okay, yeah.
It's not technically a scurry check, though, but can I, like, wing, beak, everything? I just try to hold this fucker down.
Yeah, go on, and I would say it's a scurry roll.
Okay, so I do get advantage. Awesome.
Yeah.
That's a 5.
That's a 5. Ooh, well. That's only a 4, so you can pin this one down.
So I've got him pinned down. Mr. Jacob, yep. Beat the ever-loving shit out of this fucker while I've got him held down.
Oh, it's Manny Mignola's turn first, so Manny, what are you going to do?
Me start decreasing his numbers, so I think you'll put the thingy behind him, the flame flower, because we need to just focus on that, and just gonna try to use his claws to get the nearest little rat bastard.
Go for it.
D8. I need to start getting decent weapons. A 2. Grand.
Ooh. Well, unless he rolls that 1. Nope, that's an at 10.
Yeah, I have no way. Not even a third fusion catchphrase, unless I get a maximum catchphrase.
Speaking of catchphrase, it does say in the book that catchphrase is for when you want advantage on your next roll. It does not say that you use it to re-roll a roll.
We'll keep on doing the way we've done it.
Okay. Alright.
We've gone this far now.
Yeah. Just saying, for people at home, if you're playing, we're doing it a different way because it does say in the book catchphrase is for when you want to get advantage, but we're fine with the way we are. Which it does say also in the book, if you want to change a rule to be better towards your party, you can. So that does fit in this rule too. Very flexible rule book.
I'm going to say that the rat up here is going to try and steal from Polaris again.
Little rat bastard.
So, it's a d10. That's an 11.
Yeah, it's scary to get away from him, yeah.
He's trying to steal from you.
Yeah, what I do to stab him.
Well, yeah, you're 11.
Oh, this is Scotty.
Yeah, it's Scotty. Thanks,
Scotty. Yeah. Sorry. There.
That's a 7. What did he get?
11, so you can spend 4 grit.
Fucking hell. Yeah, I have to, because I only have my sticky weapon fingers left. Out of your socket. Yeah, so 4 grit down for me.
Enough of that.
Right.
Dirty urchin.
The one down here is just going to take a swipe at Manny, so it's straight up a d10. That's a nat 1, completely misses.
Great.
The one that's sort of near the wolf is going to take a swipe at wolf. 7. What's the scurry?
Scurry is a d8 plus 2.
Roll it.
That's
only a 5. Up to you if you want to spend grit. You need to spend 3 grit to dodge or take damage.
Okay, I would like to spend those 3 grit to dodge.
Cool.
And then can I spend 4 more to do my shuffle smack, where if I dodge,
you
I
can
get,
indeed, yes.
I will do that then. So I get shuffle to attack.
Smack. That's 7 grit total.
Okay. So I'm going to roll my bonk for my nightclub again, or billy club again.
Automatic hit, no, with a natural attack, so it is only just fists.
Oh, just fists, okay.
So it would be the 3, I take it, yeah?
Which one would that be?
Is that your natural attack, the 3?
I don't see a natural attack anywhere.
It's just your scrap.
Oh, that's a d12.
So it's the 4, then.
Yeah.
Cool, yeah, so you've managed to punch this thing in the face. You're going to have another one try and get you, though, so that's a 5.
That'll be 7, 8, 9.
perfectly missed. You can spend grit again if you want to attack that one and give it a smack.
Yeah, I'll do that again.
Go on then, make sure you're keeping track of this then. So yeah. Roll me a
d12. 11.
Oh, that's a dangerous little attack there. Cool, so you smack the thing in the face, it loses a few teeth. The one that Toucan's got, I say it can't hit anything because it's been pinned down. And we have another one up by Kalaris. It's just going to try and smack you for one. That's a 2.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to work very well for him.
Yeah, that's a 4.
Six.
That's 6. Yep. You've got that shuffle smack as well or not?
No, I get that next level.
Yeah, that's a level 5 power. I was looking at that there. I was like, that seems it like is,
yes.
I can't wait, man. I can get so many attacks per turn.
Yeah, and that's a 2 against you as well.
Just once that 2, I say, get fucked. That's a 4.
Yeah. All right, Jacob, we're going
to
do.
Well, I'm going to do exactly as the Toucan asked me to. It seems like a good idea. He's got a wee rat pinned down, and I'm just going to start kicking it in the face.
Lovely, stomping on his face.
So, is that like an advantage roll or something, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, go on him.
Right, so I rolled a 6.
Yep. He's going to roll a disadvantage, a nat 1.
Ah, fantastic, excellent. Alright, so d6 for the hit. So I rolled a 5 to hit.
2 hit?
No, 5 damage, sorry. Oh, 5 damage plus 3 for my hind leg, so 8 damage in total.
Oh, he is not looking well. He is bloody, he is bleeding, his eyes are swelling shut. Kalaris, it's your turn.
If you don't mind, I'm just going to roll my leech for that as well.
Oh yeah, go for it.
So that's 4 plus 4, so I get 8 grit.
Yep, you get 8 grit back.
And he gets 4 grit drain from him, the one that kicked.
Nice one. Okay. Kalaris, we're
going
to
do? I'm going to do the same thing I do every time. Hit him with a big fucking bow. Yeah.
I forgot to add the poison onto this one.
Yeah, get his ace. In fact, it might be better if I hit this guy this time to get poison on him too, if I can.
Can do.
I think I'm going to double hit him as well, so that's an 8 and a 3.
8 and a 3. He only gets to dodge that. So that's a 5 and a 5.
Oh, 5 and a 5. I'll spend the 2 grit to hit him
Go
twice.
Go for it, smack him twice.
Hold on, Ed. That's 6 grit total gone for me already.
Mm-hmm.
Eating my grit so bad. So that is, since it's the same guy, it's 2d10, 2d8. Shit rolls though. That's 4, 5, 9, 10, 11. 11 points of damage.
11. Well, this thing is bleeding and bloody, that's for sure, but it's still up.
And it's got
Wolfman.
Pies and...
What are you going to do?
I'm just going to swing again at the closest rat.
Go for it.
Yeah, we'll do that. 11.
Ooh, can it be an 11? No, it cannot.
Okay, damage will be 8.
Plus your weapon? Are you using a weapon?
Yeah, that was, I thought that was my weapon one.
Oh yeah, you plus the scrap as well. So you do that twice, basically, because I know the weapon you're using, yeah. Oh,
okay, so another d12.
Yeah, yeah.
6.
Ooh, that's 14. Well, you can kill one or you can knock one out to a degree. What do you want? What would you prefer?
I'll just kill one of them off.
So where there was a rat, there is not a rat anymore. Gertrude, what do you do?
Gertrude's still just gonna try and hit them with their stunning razor.
Go for it. Oh. This one's on the floor, it's damaged already.
Okay.
You're gonna slice its throat.
Got 4.
Alright, so this is a difference. Roll it again because it's pinned down.
Ah, got 10.
Can it beat an at 10? No, it cannot. So, yeah.
Oh, but hang on, attack is advantage.
I know, I'm saying. You've hit it, yeah. It can't defeat the 10.
Okay, cool. So I do Ascari 8 plus the 8, so that's 12.
You've already killed this thing. Tell me how you slit this thing's throat.
Can I just cut its head off? If it's on the ground, who jumps over? Slice. And yeah, there's now a head and a body.
Go for it.
Cool.
Toucan, the one you were holding onto is now just kicking and, you know, it's twitching. It's now no longer got a head.
I grab its body and I throw it at the nearest one, which is right here.
Yep, okay, so roll me a scrap. Yeah, roll me a scrap scrap.
A scrap scrap?
Yeah.
That's a two.
You're throwing a corpse. Oh. Why have you rolled it twice?
You said a scrap scrap.
I said just. Yeah, never mind.
So scrap. Just a two. If you just want a scrap, then it's a two. That's the first
one. Well, its attack is advantage. Actually, no, because it's got the plus two, it says four. Well, the body of this rat just goes hurtling past its friend. Its friend looks mortified. Manny, what are you going to do?
Do you want to see if you can spat and kick the rat in front of him until to the one behind? Just to.
Yeah, go for it.
Increase the number. Scrap the D8. Fuck me.
Oh, that's a nat one, so you automatically miss. However, at this point, you'll hear like a whistle in the distance. The rats will try and run away because they realise there's a little bit more fight to you than they were happy to essentially do. So, how am I going to roll this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There's 5 rats left. 7, 4, 8, 1. Right, Kolaris, you're next to 3 of them. So
yep.
Roll me your scrap times 3 scrap. You're looking for the 7, the 1, and the 4.
6, a 3, and a 1.
So you hit one of them as they run away. So do me a normal scrap damage.
No weapon?
Go on, weapon.
My rolls have been ass. That's 8 damage.
You managed to kill one of them. Three of them just run off. You know, they kind of disappear down little holes or something. Now, 2 of them are next to Manny and the wolf. You're looking at the 8 and the 1. Both of you roll me 2 scrap.
8 and a 5.
There's a 5, so you definitely hit both, and Flower, you hit one of them. So, Styles, do your attack twice, and let me know what the damage is.
1 and a 10.
Yeah, that's 11. So yeah, you managed to smack one down into near oblivion. You have one more chance to do that. So basically, just roll 2d12.
Okay.
Oh, that's piss poor. So that's only 4 damage. Flower, you have a chance to hit 2 of them. Basically, just do the same thing.
Okay. Roll 2, 6, and a 5.
That's the first attack, yeah?
Yeah.
So roll it.
5 and 2.
Is that with your weapon or not?
Well, I'm using my hands because basically every time I do an attack with the flamethrower, I've got to roll the d2.
Right. Alright, so yeah, one of them just goes down, another one disappears. And yeah, you are out of combat now. See, let's have a 5-minute chat between the characters and then we'll shut it down, yeah?
Well, thank you all for helping me out with that, but I'm afraid this isn't going to be the end of things. They're going to come back and there's going to be more of them.
Oh, thank you, my well-dressed lupine partner. We were going to be in a heck of trouble there if you didn't intervene.
Yeah, they've been hitting my folks for quite some time now, and I'm glad to see some help finally arrive.
Well, to be honest, we didn't finally arrive. We're here by chance. Our train broke down.
You have a train?
Yeah, it's right behind us.
Oh.
It's like, yeah. This big bastard and metal thing right behind us? That's a train.
I guess I was just too distracted by all those rats. I didn't see it.
That's okay. Understandable, sir.
So what brings you all out these parts?
We're just trying to get to the next stage.
No, we're trying to figure out why our train broke down.
Well, yeah. We were on the train to get to the next stage. It's broke down.
Broke down, or was it sabotage? Because it looks like there's a bunch of rubble in front of it.
Well, that explains why it stopped.
Those dirty, filthy rats. They're just getting harder and attacking harder and harder these days. I tell you what, why don't you all come back to my town and we'll take a rest and we'll talk a bit.
And with that, we will shut this episode down. Stiles, thank you for joining us for this one. We look forward to having you in the next one as well. If people want to find us, we're on Blue Sky. We're still on Twitter for now. We do have a TikTok. We also have an Instagram that we don't really use that often. But yeah, if anyone wants to come say hello. You're
really selling them well there, right?
Yeah, well,
go to the TikTok.
Yes, go to the TikTok. Wolfie does a very good job on that one. We do have a giveaway running if anyone's still listening. All you need to do is draw a character from this season. The end is the second week in December, I think. Double check that with the actual audio for it. That's to say, all you've got to do, draw a character, any character, doing whatever. Enjoy. Thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.
Hey there, this is John from Lizards and Locations.
And Cotton Candy.
We have a lot of campaigns we want you guys to check out, like Strixhaven, Syllabus of Shenanigans, Pillars of Creation, Roy, aka Roots of Yggdrasil, and Mass Effect, Broker Builder, Corporate Spy.
Ooh, sounds mysterious.
Kinda is, yeah. We also have one-shots, a lot of one-shots. We also have a little podcasting where we ramble. It's called Tavern Ramblings.
Whoa.
Where can you find us?
Oh my god, find us on Instagram, Mastodon, Hive, Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook. That's not what you meant.
It's not. No, I was actually saying, like, where can you see us? Where can you hear us?
Find us on YouTube and Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts, like Podbean, Pod, Good Pods, I don't know, Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, that stuff. Yeah, we also have a lot more content that we're going to be putting out through things like Patreon and Ko-fi, Coffee, Ko-fi.
Buy me a pizza.
That, sure. I'm making a whole new world called Dressinger.
Full of dressings?
Full of dragons, but yeah, sure, we'll put that in the back pocket. When can they find us?
Oh my goodness, on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. That would be the third day of the Wednesday.
There's no 10 days here, but that's regardless. Can we roll yet?